Guzman. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very impressed to be in such a famous academy and in such beautiful room. I will give to you the example of France after the examples of Haussmann in developing countries. I think it's important also to promote energy efficiency in Europe and in particular in France. So I am the director of international affairs in ADEN, and I will explain to you the role of renewable energy to promote the French energy transition and address climate change. I will begin by a presentation of ADEM, the context of the new law in France for energy transition, then an example of two scenarios on energy transition and especially the role of renewable energy sources, and as we are in Academy of Science, some examples of innovations, and then I will come to the conclusion. About ADEM, so we are a public agency under the joint authority of the Ministry of Ecology, Sustainable Development and Energy, and also the Ministry of Higher Education and Research. So our objective is to be the point of reference and the partner privilege for central and local authority, and also for professionals and general public. So we have very quickly four ways of action: acquiring knowledge and to develop solutions for the future. We are not doing research in ADEM, but you are supporting research. To provide expertise, especially to public authorities, and to give some studies, some guides, and to help decision makers. The third way of action is to convince and mobilize the general public. So we develop communication campaigns, advice to citizens, and we have a lot of energy information centers in France. And of course, the question of capacity building and training of professionals is very important in France. And last point is to give financial support for a development project. As you can see, ADEM is about 1,000 employees, and we have local offices in all the region of France. Now we have 26 region, and we will have next year only 17, because it's a big change in the administrative regional question in France. So what we have to know is that for the first time in France, there is a new law which is called a new law for energy transition and green growth. There was first a very large debate among the stakeholders in 2013, and the law has been adopted mid-2014 and by the parliament in August 2015. So you see, it's very, very new. And if you look at the objectives, the first one is to comply with the factor 4 in 2050. What does it mean? It means, first of all, to reduce GHG emissions by 40% in 2030. But what is very important is to reduce energy demand by 50% to 2050. So you can see it's very ambitious. And we have, at the same time, to increase the share of renewable energy. Now in France, it's about a little more than 13%, and we hope to have 32% in 2030 and 40% of the electric mix, which is about 40% of electric mix. It was also decided to reduce the share of nuclear in electricity mix from 70% to 50% in 2050. 25, and of course to reduce the share of fossil energy. Just to give you an idea of primary French energy consumption by energy sources, you can see that primary energy consumption in France is dominated by oil and nuclear power and significant hydroelectric power. So coal and natural gas are secondary in the energy mix. And as I told you before, you can see the share of renewable energy is not too much. So, to prepare this law in ADEM, we have developed some energy transition scenario, one for 2030 and the other one for 2050. And you can see what were the targets. There are two main targets: energy consumption management and development of renewable energy sources. So you see that 2030 energy demand have to decrease of 20%, 2050 50%, as I told you before. And if you look at renewable energy, 35% of energy mix in 2030 and 55% in 2050. So you see it's a very ambitious target. And if you look more in detail, I will not have time now, but you will have the slides. You can see that we have to decrease final energy consumption, mainly in residential buildings, mainly in urban planning and the share of multifamily new buildings, and also in transportation. We have already done a lot in industry, but we have now to do a lot for residential building, new building and existing buildings. And coming now to renewable energy, you can see the share of renewable energy. So as I told you, you can see what are the shares, and you can see what it represents in million of TEP. It is 123 in 2030, and 82 in 2050. Again, I will not give detail of the proportion of renewable energy sources in different networks. I speak about electricity mix, gas network mix, and also district heating mix, because there is not only electricity, and the share of renewable energy could be very important, for example, if you speak about district heating mix. So you can see that the share of renewable energy sources, speaking about electricity mix in 2030, would be 47%, and for gas it will be 14%, and for district heating, this is very important, it is 75%. If we come now only to the part of electricity mix, as you can see, there will be a lot which will be done for wind energy. You can see in blue, there is a wind offshore and the wind onshore. So this is a very important part. And also, the second very important part will be PV. Of course, there is hydro and marine energy and biomass, but the main part for electricity mix will be wind and PV energy. Now, I will not give you the details because there are many figures and it's not easy, but if you look at renewable energy deployment perspectives, you can see that, for example, speaking about one energy, now it is about 1.4 gigawatt per year. It is expected to be 34 gigawatt in 2030. So as you can see, it's a very important gap. Also, offshore wind, now there is quite nothing. It is expected to have 12 gigawatt in 2030. And speaking about also solar energy, we expect a lot from PV and decentralized PV, especially with dwelling roofs, and also with centralized PV, speaking about industrial and commercial roofs, and also ground power plants. So you can see that in 2030, this will be the big difference with now. And in 2050, we hope a lot from innovation and new technologies. And now, for example, marine energy, we hope to have a lot of progress in tidal and current energy, and also in waves energy. And also, speaking of biomass, we hope to have also a big important part of energy coming from biomass. So I will not finish without giving you some examples of innovations, as I told you, because we are in the Academy of Science. So I will not get into details, but I just would like to tell you that ADEM is in charge to manage a special green innovation fund, and it is called the Investment for the Future. And so it is a fund which had been set up by the government from 2010, and there is 2 billion and 130 million euro, 2 billion for energy and ecological transition demonstrators, including renewable energy, smart grids, and circular economy. And there is a little more than 1 billion euro for vehicles and transport for the future. So at this time, we have more than 250 successful projects. And what is very new is that it is not subsidies that we are giving. It is co-investing in demonstrators' projects and industrial experimentation, which are proposed by companies. And there is a share of the risk by public and private. So we share innovation risk with companies for energy, environment, economic development, and employment stakes. And it is also an opportunity for international cooperation. So just I show you some examples of these innovation projects. So here you have the project of wind energy with vertical axis and floating wind turbine. It is very interesting because when we have a depth which is important, and in France very quickly we have important depths, for example more than 50 meters, it's important to have floating wind turbines, and you can see that the height is 90 meters and a capacity of 2 megawatts. So you have a big company involved, you have all the list of the companies, and now it is in the phase of test. Another innovation demonstration project is from Alstom, and it is also offshore, and the objective is to industrialize highly efficient wind generators. So you can see that we are speaking about the deployment of a new machine with a pulse of 150 meters diameter. So you can see it's a very, very big wind energy machine, and about 6 megawatts. And these are disruptive technologies adapted at offshore. So at this moment, there was inauguration of the first wind energy offshore Alstom machine. It was in last year, it was inaugurated. Another one is about silicium manufacturing. So the idea is to produce purified metallurgical silicium. So there is a pilot production which is located in Rhône-Alpes. And now it is the beginning of this innovation. Another one is about smart grid, but it is very important to test and deploy innovative solutions for electric system with decentralized electricity generation, smart meters, management of distribution grids, new load shifting, and DSM offers and energy management solutions for customers. So we have at this moment two pilots in Lyon, in the city of Lyon and the city of Grenoble. And we have, you can see, 1,000 residential customers and 40 tertiary sites. And the idea is to test during the four coming years what could be a good and efficient smart grid. And the last example is about tidal energy pilot farms. There is one in Normandy. You have some photography, so it like Jules Verne. it could be very interesting for France because we have a big potential and maybe a most important potential in Europe. And this is also very new, and we are supporting big companies like Électricité de France, Alstom, and GDF Suez. So it was just to give you an idea of what is possible in the future to give solution for renewable energy. In conclusion, I should say that it's very important to promote innovation to achieve energy transition and addressing climate change. And I speak not only of technological innovation, but also organizational, methodological, and cultural. And of course, it's very important to strengthen cooperation and exchanges of best practice at the international level and between the countries. I finished. So we had a special event in October 2013 at UNESCO, because it was the 40th anniversary of the Congress, The Sun in the Service of Mankind. And we had also some other event in UNESCO. And I would like to thank UNESCO to be always ready to support all these events. And I will finish to telling you that in December there will be this great conference in Paris, the COP21, and we hope that there will be many opportunities to share, showcase, and action to promote renewable energy sources. So thank you for your attention.